Okay, good morning, everyone. We are towards the end of Birkat HaMazon. Kuf Sadi Gimel. We're in the middle of the Halachot of Zimun. And the Shir sponsored the Ili Rishmas Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. Kuf Sadi Gimel, Seif Gimel. Okay. Imayu Rochvim Ve'amru Nochal. Everyone's walking and eating. And they're traveling. We'll see, actually. They're traveling. And they say, okay, let's bench. Alpha Pishakol Echad Ochel Miki Karo. Everyone's eating his own bread. V'lo Yardu Mahad Behemot Mitztarfin. Kivan She'amdu B'makom Echad. So, they're traveling on their horses or whatever they're traveling on, but they stopped to bench. So then they could do a zimun. They bench together. Aval Im Hayu Hochim. Ve'ochlim, if they're walking and eating, lo, then they don't bench together, or they don't do a zimun together, because they have no kviyos together. They're constantly moving. Ve'im hayu ochlim basadeh mufuzarim mufuradim, and if they're spread out in the field, alfa pisha ochlim kulam b'sha'achat u'mikikar echad, they're eating at the same time. They cut from the same loaf of bread. Kivan shelokavu makom leechol enam mitztarfin. They don't make a zimun, because you have to have a kavios together and a kavios in one place. Haga, haminhag shelola zamein beveit over kochavim. There is a minhag not to bench in a non-Jewish home. V'nira eli atam mishum dolo yichul ikboa atzam beveit over kochavim mishum yira to over kochavim. Because you're constantly afraid to be there. And you always have one foot out the door. You're afraid for your life, or whatever you're afraid from, you always have one foot out the door. And by definition, we don't call that a relaxed kriyos, so it's not a kriyos. There's also afraid if you change the nusach of the bracha. I don't know, they might hear you. And he realizes he don't bench him properly. He knows that there's a special bracha for the Baal HaBayit, and you leave it out because you don't want to bench him. We're in the middle of the Ramah. And he says there's a minhag not to bench or do a zimun, not to do a zimun in a non-Jewish home. So in the middle. Oh, you don't have it?
No.
Oh. So you can look up mine now. You have it? I have it.
There's a little olive.
Maybe your gersa didn't like this one.
Yeah.
Censored, I don't know.
Yeah, it was censored.
Okay, so it was censored once upon a time, someone says. Okay.
How do they know Hebrew? I mean, that's like...
How do they know our nusach of benching and Hebrew, yeah? The old, deyesh lachosh l'sakana, imishanu benusach habracha. So this is the second half of the Ramah. V'lo yomru aracha man yivarach ba'al ha'bayit hazeh. So therefore, they made sure the minhag was that they weren't. Bedavka made sure, even though they ate together, that they had kavana not to be kovei atzman. Right? We learned this before. That is one of the heterim by weddings that people get out of, because even though I think all, if not most, poskim say at a wedding you would be chayav, because even though you're eating at different tables. Because by definition, you're all coming to celebrate and eat together. Just incidentally, I'll point out, another heter we know for people leaving is if they have to. They're going to lose money. They have to get out. Another one is, Reviner pointed out to me this morning, he's makpid to not, I don't know if this works according to everyone, but he says he doesn't start or finish when everyone else does. He makes sure he starts, he eats, he joins them in the middle. However you define, I don't know, the middle end. Because there's only a chi of a zimun if you start or finish at the same time. If you only eat a little bit in the middle, together, then it's a reshut, it's optional. Okay, so back to here.
We also saw a heter about benching with 10
out of 10. What a heter for 10? How do you get out of 10?
Not bench with 10 because the Baal HaBayit would be concerned.
Alright, so that was a way out to bench three and three on their own. Alright. Instead of doing 10. The Ode, the Yesh Lachosha Sakana, Im Yeshanu Benusach Abracha, Veloyah, we are, the Sari Velachem Mechil Lokavu Atzman, Rak Levarech Kalecha Levado. Ulachin. Ein l'shanot mi'aminhag. Af im lo hayu te'amim elu maspikim. And that's the minhag. Umikom akom mi'achar dekavar nagu kacha ve'kilu lo kavu atzvan bi'achad. So, sometimes svaras, I won't give into more examples, but sometimes you see in the Gemara also circular svaras. But really what happens is it's like chronology. Originally it was like this, and then because of this it became, this is the way it's always done, and once it became what's always done, so then therefore it's always ki'ilu you have kavana not to. So, okay. Anyways. I think we're on Dalet now. Let's go to Dalet. Three people sat together to eat together, and they say Birkat HaMazon together. Afilu kol echad ochel mikikaro, v'afilu lo achal adayin kazayit pat, eino mashayim l'chalek. That's it. Once they start together, even after they already had a bite, they didn't even need a kazayit yet. Once they start to eat the bread, they're chayev in zimun, they're not allowed to separate. Even if they're eating their own personal sandwiches. Okay. Hey. Shlosh ha-shabal mishalosh chaburot shal shlosha shlosha b'nei adam. V'nit chabru elu ha-shlosha. So what's the case? You have three separate groups of people. Nine people all together. They're all eating separately. Separate tables, maybe separate rooms, whatever. They're all maybe we'll say separate tables. And they're all three separate groups that have nothing to do with each other. Now, but what happens is, one guy from each of the three, they want to join together and eat the rest of the meal together. And become, or sit and schmooze together. So that's three more people. Sorry. It's one person from each of the three, and so now they're going to go separate. So if they, you're going to see also if they eat together, what happens is, they're for sure chayav and azimun, right? Once they start. And there's even a sense of a chiyuv within the three. But we'll see. Let's read it inside. So, im zimnu aleihem bimkomam. What does this mean? They already did a zimun first. Right? We have three tables, three people each. Before one from each separate, they all do a proper zimun. Kegon shevsiku kol echad lishnayim ad she'amru hazan. In other words, one guy from each of the three doesn't bench. Two of them bench. All three of them do a full zimun together. Two of them bench at each table. One of them says, I'm not done. I want to go sit with my other friend. So this one who didn't bench yet, so two of them benched, right? All nine of them did a zimun. Right? At each table they did their zimun. And six of them benched, two at each table. Now you have one guy on his own, from each group, they go together. So if they already did a zimun like we just said, shuv einam yechoyu mezamin, they could no longer do another second, or a fourth, zimun. Afilu achlu acharkach yachad v'gamru se'udatan. Even if they continue eating, because all of them are yotze in their zimun. But what happens if none of the three tables made a zimun, and one guy from each table leaves, whether it was mutter or aser, okay, whether they're allowed to or not, they left. Right? You can have cases of anus and have sin mamon, we said, and so they left, whatever, or it was bishogig. Okay. Anyways, now you have the one person from each of the three tables get together and eat at a fourth table, make it simple. They eat at a fourth table, and those three are eating together. And there was never a zimun made before. So we learn, obviously, you can't ruin it for the two people. You can't lechatchila leave and then leave the two people stranded without a zimun. But okay, that's what happened. Now these three new people, since they were never yotze in a zimun, so now they're chayev and doing a zimun at the fourth table among the new three, the three that formed. Now it's interesting, this is the Shulchan Aruch writes. Again, it happens to be a machloket how to understand or if they agree on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, V'afilu lo achlu elu ha-shlosha biyachad mishenit chabru. The three new people, one person from each table, they get together at this fourth table, even if they don't eat at the fourth table, they're chayev and zimun biyachad. Why? Because they have a mind to be together, and they're chayev, they're still chayev from the original zimun. So that chiyuv of the original zimun carries and forces them or requires them to bench with the zimun at the fourth table, even if they don't eat. That's
as far as the two to come to the fourth table.
No. It means you left, and those two people have to bench. The case is those two people didn't get a zimun.
Why isn't the halacha that you require to go back to the village?
So you are. We're talking about a case when those two people left. They had to go to work. And they just disappeared.
If they didn't disappear, you would have to go back.
Right. Another kula comes up. Some say that when you're eating at a table, and this could be the case as well over here, when you're eating at a table and you decide to leave before you finish, before everyone finishes eating, you said, I'm leaving. So some say there's no chiv of a zimun until, again, this is not generally how we paskin, but there's an opinion that says, until you finish eating, there's no chiyuv zimun. So since you decided, let's say the two people left before everyone was done eating, then there's no chiyuv zimun. I'm just saying there's different possibilities of what can make this scenario.
So what was the case you just described now? Two people left, leaving one?
Two people left. Two out of the three left because they weren't finished eating yet.
Before the third one went to the fourth table.
They left... before the third one went, before the whatever the scenario is, we can discuss all the variable scenarios and if it's lechatchila or not lechatchila. But the point is, this is what happened. So if you never got your zimun in the first place, and now you come together at a table with two other guys, and you're all chayev and a zimun, then you're chayev. Now some learn the only time you're going to be with this new group, the only time you're going to make a zimun, is if you also eat. So it depends how you learn. It's all machloket how you learn. And again, it gets complicated, but we'll probably move on. But sometimes when it comes to a zimun, there's a chiyuv zimun, and then there's optional zimun. Just to make it a little, throw in the mix to make it a little more complicated. But generally we learned that if you have three people and you start or finish, you're chayav. Other cases can be optional. Okay, so this was, I think we're good to move on. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll move on. Vav. Shalosh chavrot shehayu b'kol achat arba'a. You have three groups, three tables, four people in each one. U'perash echad mikol chabura v'nistarfu l'chabura acheret. Now, one from each table left and joined at a fourth table another group of three, right? You had four, four, and four, and now you have four groups of threes. V'zimnu ashlosha hanisharim. And the three that were left at each table made their own zimun. Parach zimun minayu, kevan shechavreim zimnu. So this means all four people, even if the fourth one wasn't there, all four are now pater from zimun. Three of them did it properly, and one of them wasn't there. V'hu adin, im lo hayu b'kol chabur ela shlosha. There were only three original, and one of them from each table left. So each table has only two. But then, v'halach echad mikol chabura, kodem zimun, v'nidchavru elu hashlosha. And somebody else from the street joined them. So that each table took care of themselves, and made sure they had a zimun. They got a third person, and they did the zimun. So, since you're a part of original chabura, and they did a proper zimun, anybody who was in that group became as yotze. Agar, shalosh chaburot shachlu. You have you have three groups. Each group has three. So really, asur lekol echad yipered mikol chabura lezamen biyachad. One guy from each group cannot just leave. It's asur to do that lechatchila. But then you're going to leave two guys stranded without a zimun. Aval, but if you had in each group four, mutar li pared echad mikol chabur ozamen biyachad. So lechatchila, you are allowed one guy out of the four to leave and join another group. So this way, v'anisharim zam mikol chabur mikolam, and then each one is can make his own. And this way everybody has is part of a zimun.
When does the fourth one even become part of another group? And when is he potter because of what the three that are left do?
When that fourth guy leaves.
When he leaves and he leaves three, so then he's not part of the group anymore?
So then he's... So this is very confusing. A little confusing. So it happens to be a machloket if they do the zimun before or after he leaves. So there are two basic ways of learning. One is, he's only, the fourth guy who leaves, he's only yotze if he was there. But if he wasn't there, and he goes to this other group, and he, for sure, if he eats with them, then some say he's chayev again in a zimun. So it's a big machloket on every step of the way. So it's hard for me to... Without spending a long time in the charts and going through Nietzsche, that'd be difficult. But basically, if you're the fourth guy, it's best to bench before you leave. That's very clear. And if, as long as you don't leave anybody hanging, then everyone is yotze de zimun, that's good. If you're going to leave, the fourth guy is going to leave, it is certainly best to either you're part of the zimun before you leave, or if you're going to leave before they do a zimun, you probably are. It's either you're either going to be chayev reshut, probably maybe chayev with your next group, eat with them, and then I think it's safe to say a zimun. Again, there's no Hashem Hashem when we're talking about zimun. So zimun's very important, but if you don't say Hashem Hashem, it's less critical on your if there's an error if you say it. But I would be depending on the case, I would be hesitant, depending on the situation, if to say it was Shem Hashem and they're counting as you as one of the ten. If you are already Yotze, part of the first group, and now you're joining to be part of the... And if you're number ten for the next group, and they said Zimun on you, perhaps one should not say Shem Hashem. Or you pick a Shita and figure out exactly the timing. Okay, Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Shlosha shachu kechad v'nifredu. Okay, so. Aleph. Shlosha shachu kechad. Three people eat together. So they're chayav, right? V'shachachu uverachu echad le'atzmo. But they forget. They bench on their own. Or they don't realize there are three people there. Or they think he's a katan and they don't want to include him. Okay. Batel mehem azimun ve'en yochalim lachzor lezamein lemafreya. So then, once they bench, that's it. They were a batel, they did not of the zimun, they didn't do the zimun, and there's nothing they can do about it. Once you bench, the zimun's over. Also, once you're yotze, like we mentioned before, once you're yotze, in a separate case, if you've already done it, you're done also, you can't do it again. Even if you didn't bench at that moment. Once you're yotze, you're yotze. V'chen. Right, so that's why we said, I think if it's a suffix, it's probably... depending on the suffix, but often you could still do a zimun if you're not sure. It depends, but not. But I would shy away from saying Hashem's name unless you're confident that you're chayav, or you're allowed to. V'chenim birchu shnayim mehem. Once two, in our back here, once two people say a zimun, sorry, bench without a zimun, it's too late. Aval, what happens im shachach echad mehem barach? There's three of you, and you're all planning to do a zimun, but one of them jumps the gun and benches without the zimun. So, since the majority did not do the zimun yet, there's still a chiyuv of a zimun on the majority. So hashnayim yecholim lezamein im hashlishi. So what happens? The two of them say, "You know, buddy, we have a zimun over here," and they didn't do it. They say nevarash hachanu mishalo. They did, even though one of them already benched. Since two of them are chayev, and all three really were chayev, therefore two of them says it, and the third one answers. Afal pishkvar berach. The third one answers, even though he already benched, Yachol Omar Baruch Shachalnu Mishlo, and he says the words Baruch Shachalnu Mishlo, because even we're going to see why it's the Havamina to say a different nasach. Even though you benched, you still say Baruch Shachalnu Mishlo because you did eat with them. Right? Listen to the words Baruch that we ate from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's food. V'hem yotzei midei chovat zimun. So those two are yotzei the chiyuv of zimun. V'hu ena yotzei de zimun. She'en zimun l'mafreya. Can't be yotzei zimun l'mafreya retroactively. Haga. V'imecha zimunim acherim. Now what happens if one person does a zimun with other people? So av shenayim anish'arim enam yecholim lezamein. So
now...
Some have hacher. One person made a zimun with other people. He found other people to make a zimun. So he's yotzei and he's finished. So now those two people can't use them anymore. Okay. Once you're used, you're used. Okay. All right.
Once
you're already used for a zimun, no one can use you again for the zimun. Okay, so those two people lost out on the zimun, but if they didn't finish eating completely, they can grab someone from the street and say, "Here, eat some bread." We'll see if other foods are included. We'll get there soon. But shalosh hashachlu, three people ate. V'yatza echad mehem lashuk, and one of them goes to the one of them goes outside and goes plays in the backyard. I don't know. He goes kori moto. You call him and you say, "Listen, we're going to bench." So that he can listen and be mitzaref with them. He has to be able to hear, right? They don't just call him on the phone and say, "We're going to bench," and then hang up. All right, I didn't mean to bring in the whole phone issue, but perhaps the phone, if it's live and there's no delay, it works. Birkat zimun. So you answer. So then he answers, and they're all yotzei midecho vatan. Alfa pishe eno bav yoshev yimahem. You could be yotzei the zimun as long as all of them answer, even though they're not all benching or sitting at the same time. All right.
In the first part, you think that you don't have to see each other. You call on the phone.
If there's this din of ria. I'm pretty confident to say no. You have to have a kvius to begin with. Once you're chayav in a zimun, I don't believe there's any chiyuv to do a zimun with ri'iya. If we're going to get to this in the next, this is really the next siman you're discussing. If you want to be mitzare for a minion to say shem Hashem, then a phone for sure will not suffice. But so okay.
He
can just hear. He doesn't have to see them. I'm pretty confident on that one. V'hani mili bishlosha. So here we're talking about three. Aval ba'asara. But if you have 10 people and you want to kivan shetzichim haskir et Hashem and you want to mention Hashem's name, as you mentioned, or we mentioned, eina mitztarfim ad shiyavo v'yeshev imahem. So you need to have a minion together. So he needs to come and be together. Okay, Gimel. Shlosha she'achlu ki'echad, three people sit together. Ve'ein echad me'yodea kol birkat ha'mazon, and someone doesn't know all of birkat ha'mazon. Ela echad yodea bracha rishona. Ve'echad ha'shniya, ve'echad ha'shlishit. You have three guys, and each one only knows one bracha. So chayavim bezimun, so they're chayav in zimun, right? That's the case, three of them eat together. And they're going to be able to bench. So they're chayav and zimun, they're chayav to bench. Since each one only knows one bracha by heart, each one gets to say his bracha and motzi the other person. So, right. So you have the mezamim, and everyone gets to say their bracha out loud that they know. And everyone else is just listens carefully to be yotzei. And as we mentioned before, ideally, you should be able to understand what he's saying. What happens if nobody knows the fourth bracha? Okay, no big deal. You still bench because you know the first three. Aval hatzain ein levarach. What if I know the first half of the bracha b'hart and you know the second half of the bracha b'hart, but neither one of us know it all by heart? Since one guy only knows half a bracha, no good. Doesn't work. Shein beracha achat mitchaleket lishtayim. One bracha can't be divided into two people. One person must say the complete bracha. You can't have one person be motzi the other one if it's two people and they're sharing, they're each saying half the bracha. What obviously you could do is you each say it out loud slowly and everyone says it mila be mila on his own, right? So that wouldn't be a problem. But if you want to be motzi everybody else, it's important that it's all one bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Machloket, what happens, so do we say the brachot are not me'akev? What happens if you only know how to, you only know one bracha out of the first three? We already learned the fourth one is not me'akev. Fine. What about the first three? We know they all have a status of de'araita. Exactly how that happened, okay, it's a question historically, but l'maisa, all three have a din de'araita. Are they me'akev? What happens if you only know one, two, or three, and you don't know the other ones? What should you do? So it's a machloket what you should do. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, better to say at least the one complete bracha that you know is better than nothing. And the Kaf HaChaim and others write, no, if it's perhaps it's ma'akev. And of course, if you have a safek daraita, safek if you're chayev, it depends if you're chayev midaraita, you ate enough to be kedei sviya. There's a real ma'akev. There's a machloket if each bracha is ma'akev one to the other. So if you just had a kazayit of bread and you're still not full, you're not really satiated, everyone says, don't say, if you don't know all three, you don't say any bracha. The question is, if you're chayev on a daraita level, right, you eat kedei sviya. So then, that's the machloket if each bracha is ma'akev. So one opinion is, better to say, since it's daraita, better to say what you know. Other opinion says, listen, we say safek daraita lechumra, even for benching, you have to bench, but that's only if you're benching. And if all three, one is me'akev to the other, saying one doesn't help you. So Kaf HaChaim says, you don't bench at all if you don't know all three, but he recommends to be a maharher, to think that one bracha that you do know at least. I might add, according to the opinion that says, say the one bracha that you do know, I would recommend to say that Shem Hashem with a kinui. Yes, it's a machloket, famous machloket, if you say a bracha, and when you, instead of saying Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya, Shem Adnut, whatever, Shem Hashem, some say it's a bracha levatala, if you shouldn't have said that bracha. So some say you should say a kinui. Hamarachim, Rachmana. If you say a kinui for Hashem's name, it could be, there's no iser in saying that. And so if you're going to say the bracha anyway, when it's a machloket, that's what I would do in this case. For those who want to follow the Shita, the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll stop.